24 hours a day, we are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. And Julie, we had another big week in real estate. Before I forget, I want to give a shout out to...
Going for the bell.
That's part of the
show. Yeah. Sorry. That's right. That's to the end of James and Jody Endall, who will be closing on their new home. Look at Tim wants to come over.
It was just
here
a tiny bit.
It was just a little bit. We didn't ruin the equipment. She's trying to kill her mono, all right?
That's right.
She needs to get it in her skin.
Bottoms
too.
Up.
Who sings that bottoms up, bottoms up? Oh, Morgan Mary would know that. Anyway, shout out to James and Jody Endall. We will be closing on their new home in Mendota Heights this week and selling
right.
their other home. So I wanted to give them a shout out before we actually do it because I'm so excited for them. And thank you to all the people, FSA Title and Andy Burton with Prime Mortgage for pulling that together. And it is these days, it's tough to a lot of little things go into selling a home, the details, and the back end sometimes can be very, very, I don't want to say trying, but not difficult, but there's a lot of things up.
We lose a lot of sleep, let's just put it out there, Karen.
We lose a lot of sleep just to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So shout out to them and congratulations to the Endalls. We have a lot of homes coming on the market. You went and took pictures of one that just went on the market yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Susan Anderson, our buyer's agent, you can call her right now, 651-430-0400. She will answer your questions. Susan and I went to tour the house and take the photos. And Susan is usually, you know, it takes a lot to impress her because she's out there every day showing houses, and she sees a lot of homes. She went nuts over this one. I'm actually going to try to sell it to her.
You said that she went crazy. Well, I'm telling you, first of all, Martha Stewart lives there.
Oh, my gosh. Right down to, there's four bedrooms on the upper level, and the fourth bedroom is being used as a guest room, and it has a walk-in closet with a nice window in it. And the walk-in closet has been transformed into a Martha Stewart sewing room, complete with, like, empty vases that are ready to be used and all sorts of stuff. It is just the cutest. The decor is beautiful. The home shows almost nowhere. It practically looks brand new.
And also, they put 50 more thousand into their landscaping at that house down there. It's
oh my gosh. Do you know, it's almost 2 acres. The whole 2 acres has in-ground sprinklers. And they either are out there all the time or they have a lawn service, because when I was walking around to take photos, I couldn't find a weed in that grass.
It is. I absolutely love that place.
Extremely well cared for. They just expanded the deck this year, maintenance-free decking.
No, it's like two levels?
Multiple levels. I love the door off the main level laundry room that goes out to the deck. And
yeah.
They have their grilling porch right there, their grilling station. It is just a beautiful, beautiful home.
And the location of it, it's mailing address Hastings, but it's really South Afton. It's about 2 miles south of Afton Alps.
Yeah, if that. It's really close. From the second floor, there's beautiful views of the St. Croix River Bluffs. You can see for miles. And I don't know, this might turn some people off, but I heard gunshots when I was out there. So there has to be some really good deer hunting in the area.
And great neighbors. I know for Halloween, they all got together and did trick-or-treating on the Saturday night before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 40 homes. They all got together and they all did their trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I guess they do it every year. They trick-or-treat each home as a group, and then they end up at someone's house. And this year,
it was their house.
Yep, the house that we have listed. And they just do a great big party. And yeah, I guess it's just a really nice little neighborhood.
So call Susan, 651-430-0400. Also, I have two homes in my back pocket. I'm just going to say a little bit about them. One of them is in Cloverdale. Absolutely beautiful home, 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, built in 98, and it looks like it was built yesterday. It was built timeless, you know, so it has stone and and all of the different woods. It wasn't the cookie cutter maple or oak, or they blended in a lot of different woods. Open floor plan before there was open floor plans. This woman, she's a designer, go figure.
Also, it has all the extra touches and detail.
It is absolutely beautiful. 2.5 acres right there in Cloverdale. So that one should be going on for in the mid-sevens. And
that's a bargain for Cloverdale.
I know. Well, you know what? We decided we were going to price it to sell. Also, the other one in Woodbury, over in Woodbury, it's the Stillwater School District. It's on Schooner Way. And it is 4 bedrooms up, and a completely finished basement. And that one should be going on at about $299.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's great. In Woodbury, right there near Sam's Club over there in the Tamarack mm-hmm. area. Great little neighborhood there, that little pocket. And it has views of Wilms Lake, too.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's, and then, of course, we have a bevy of homes that are on our website right now.
That's right. In fact, speaking of Woodbury, we have a short sale in Woodbury on Lydia Lane. Don't be afraid of a short sale. This one, both loans are with one bank, and it's a bank that's very cooperative, and we've already laid the groundwork. So take a look at that one, too. That's a great bargain.
24 hours a day, we are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com.
We have lots coming.
We have lots coming?
We have one in Birch Park in St. Joseph Township, and it is bank-owned, and the price is going to be great. We have two in Prescott, in Upper Bracket neighborhoods in Prescott. And we have a log home coming on the market in Prescott as well. All bank-owned bargains.
Well, we were doing a lot of work while you were on vacation.
What? What do you think made me sick? It sure as heck wasn't the college kids.
I know. And that's when we say 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at Karen Housley Homes. We don't take a vacation. And there are three of us. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, times three, mm-hmm. we are selling real estate. And we always have our laptop, our iPads, I don't even want to talk about my iPhone. I did that update, and I'm still ticked off at it.
I'm texting our sellers on Pleasant Avenue right now.
Are you? And I already got a text from Susan who said, they're calling me.
Great.
So that's good. Give a call, because you definitely need to see this house down in Hastings/Afton, because it's going to go fast. Stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to talk to Mary Eichen from Kathy Wolfart, the Christmas store in downtown Stillwater, and then Angela from Collaborations about their fashion show coming up, and then our girl on the street, at Kate Larson, to talk Hollywood gossip, and there's a lot of stuff there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley, here with Julie Johnson, and Julie, you're busy cleaning up the red wine you spilled.
Yeah, and you know what? I think our wine spill is the only time these counters get clean in here.
I'm just saying. Tim, she does. She wants to just be your cleaning lady just once.
Just kidding, Tim.
He's not listening. He's doing time for us. He wants to make sure our show doesn't go over into Turco Travel.
Oh, can't do that.
Joining us on the phone is Margie Eichen from Kathy Wolfart in downtown Stillwater, the Christmas store. Hello, Margie.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks so much for holding. We got carried away with our wine drinking.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so sorry.
It's wine tasting, Karen.
I mean, wine tasting. God, that stuff was good. Okay, Margie, you're right downtown Stillwater, and I drove by it this morning. And I was like, I have got to get in there this weekend because you've got a lot of Christmas things happening. What's going on?
Well, we have the only store that is open in the United States for Kathy Wolfart. And do you want me to tell you a little bit about the store and how
that would be great. Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, in 1956, it was right after the war, a young couple, Wilhelm and Kathy Wolfart, fled their home in eastern Erzgebirg region of Germany, and they took with them a beautiful carved music box, and it played Silent Night, and it was the family keepsake, and it depicted three wise men bringing gifts to the Holy Family. So 7 years later, this music box stayed in the family, and they were stationed near an American station that was in Germany, and they had friends from the base, and they invited them over, and they loved the music box. So Wilhelm wanted to give this music box to his friends as a gift. But it was after Christmas, and everything was put away in Germany. So he had to find a wholesaler that had this music box. And, of course, the wholesaler made him buy at least 10, you know, at a time. And so he was able to buy the music box and give it to his friends. And eventually he sold the others to more American servicemen on the base, and that's how the business got started. They ended up realizing that people wanted, there was a market for Christmas items all throughout the whole year. And so they started the store about 1965 in the beautiful River Valley of Rotenburg, on the Tauber. They opened their first Christmas shop in about 1965, 1966.
And now, do you sell more than just German Christmas items in there, all kinds of Christmas, or do you stick to the to German items?
It's pretty much German items. Of course, we do have glass ornaments that are blown in Poland. We have things from Czechoslovakia. We have glass hand-painted balls that were painted in Russia. So we have other things other than just the German products, but that's our specialty. All the hand-carved wooden nutcrackers, smokers, mm-hmm. Bogans and pyramids. Pyramids are the items that are put on the center of your table, and those that couldn't have a Christmas tree or go out and get one, the woodworkers would make these beautiful, tall, wooden scenes. And then it has blades on the top, and you light the candles, and that turns it around in a circle.
And now you must get people from all over the United States coming to your store, because you are the only store in the U.S. that does this.
Yes, we do. It's just amazing how we draw in people from all over the world. We do some Christmas markets. They will be starting around Thanksgiving time, and they run through Christmas. They are in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, we have a big one. And then last year, for the first time, we opened up one in Vancouver.
Ooh. Now, is the most popular item? Is it a nutcracker, or you said it was the pyramids?
Actually, I think it's the cuckoo clock.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yes, they're from the Black Forest in Germany, in the Erzgebirge region. And I think they're our best sellers, because not many stores handle the cuckoo clocks.
No, they don't, and you don't have to go all the way to Germany now to get one.
No, and we also have beautiful linens that are from Germany that they just are so beautiful, and they wash up really, they look brand new when they're all clean.
Margie, thank you so much for joining. We are going to come in there this weekend, and I could always get some cuckoo clocks for people.
I like the pyramid.
You like the pyramid?
That's my favorite.
I am a nutcracker person. Well, I shouldn't say I'm a nutcracker, but we know.
Mm-hmm, we know.
Margie, do you have a Facebook page or a website?
We do. We have ChristmasFromGermany.com is our website. And then Facebook is just Kathy Wolfart.
Kathy Wolfart. I have to say it the right way, don't I?
With the accent. Yeah.
Wolfart. Margie, thank you so much. We will be down there looking at your items. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Hi, Morgan.
Okay. There she says hello. Thank you so much, Margie.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
See you later. Bye-bye. You know what? I only drive by it, so I'm going to have to stop in there.
I love to go in there.
Somebody who probably has been in there, and she's joining us here in the studio, this is the store I have been in way too much. Angela is here from Collaborations in downtown Stillwater. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you.
I am so pumped that you're here. Have you been into Margie's store?
Yeah, I was actually in there yesterday.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Were you buying a cuckoo clock or a pyramid?
I was bringing them a piece of mail, but they were decorating the windows, and I always love to check out their windows. They do such a nice job. And I like their little smokers. They're like little incense burners, but the little mouths puff out smoke. They're so
cute. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those Germans are creative, aren't they?
They sure are.
Okay, collaborations. I was just in your store last week because you always carry my specialty items, those belts that I love, mm-hmm. and the Hollywood tape.
Well, and I had to reorder the fashion tape because you cleaned me out.
I did. I love that stuff. First, tell us about your big fashion show that you have coming up.
The fashion show is coming up on the 19th of November. We've been planning for a while. This will be our fourth one. We did take a little bit of a break because we had some stores that are involved in it move around and just some things change, but we're ready to do it again. And we outgrew our old location, which was at Joppa Salon, and now we're going to be at the Freight House, which will be really exciting. The ticket sales went really well. They sold over half of them in 2 hours, and then we'll be maybe re-releasing some more tickets if there are any extras, but it's been really exciting.
You have to let me know first because I only got one, and then
Shame
they were sold out.
You.
I know, but I do need, because Julie wants to go, and I like
yeah,
to
Yeah, and I want to bring my friend Allie, too.
Yes, we think there'll be a few more, so we'll let you know for sure.
I'm serious, Angela. Yeah. If you don't call me first, I'm like, I'll get my fashion tape
you'll
elsewhere.
Protest.
That's right. What's the hottest fashion item going right now? Don't say bell bottoms, or I'm going to have to escort you out.
You know, I feel like fashion's a little all over the place this season. It seems like everything goes. There's wide leg, boot cuts, skinnies, leggings, boots, you know, and even with the shoes, the square toe, pointed toe, flats, boots, high, low, ankle.
Really?
Length, you know, everything's, yeah. So it's kind of, I mean, it's really all about what you want to project in your fashion, I think.
Look at how cute you look today. This is
like
a little,
what that is.
It's a little dress with a belt over leggings mm-hmm. and then boots.
Oh, leg warmers.
Oh, you've got the leg warmers on.
Even though it's going to be a nice day, I thought I'd break them out anyways.
You're going to get Karen all excited. You probably still have some from the 80s.
Yeah, and the headband. I was Olivia Newton-John and Jane Fonda.
Flash dance.
Yes. And so, now if somebody comes in, and this is what I do love about you, because there are people who are in their 30s and 40s who, I'm just going to say this. I went to Hot Mama in Woodbury. Mm-hmm. I walked in and walked out and went, this is not my store. I would do the stores in downtown Stillwater and downtown Hudson in a minute over Hot Mama because you guys, it's not cookie cutter items.
No.
And you help us.
Yeah, it's fun. We try to keep things fresh, you know, at the shop, and we order what we like because it makes it easier to sell to mm-hmm. people. It's hard to sell something when you don't like it yourself. So mm-hmm. we definitely try to keep our eye out for new stuff coming in, and we do feel like there's a good a stretch of age groups that can shop there. You know, we have everybody from junior high all the way up to, like, my mom loves to shop there. So,
well, and that's just what it is, too, because my teenagers shop there. But I can go in there and you'll tell me what's age appropriate for me because what you're wearing right now, and I would say you're 28.
Ha, it's my birthday today, but we'll say 28 sounds fantastic.
Oh my gosh, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
thanks.
Happy birthday.
That's why you look so cute.
Yeah,
you
went out for breakfast this morning, so.
Oh, Angela's 28 today.
Yes, I know. I'm so old.
No, but I do like that because you will, any age can come in there and. And, you know, like the 16-year-olds know exactly what they want. You probably don't have to help them. But it's me, 32-year-old, and Julie, 42-year-old, that you have to help. Now, do you have a Facebook page? I know you do because I like it.
Yep. Collaborations Stillwater is our Facebook page. And then collaborationsboutique.com. And then if you want to check out the fashion show, it's stillwaterfashion.com. That's where you can get the tickets.
Just keep watching it because they might come back on.
Yes. Well, it was our first time selling them online, so we did have a few glitches. Some people over-ordered tickets and kept pressing the submit button and ended up with more tickets than they needed. So once we get it all straightened out, there might be a few extra. So,
I'm coming to the fashion show. Maybe Julie will, and she'll bring her other friend, Allie. I thought mm-hmm. I was her only friend.
Well, I like Allie because she's older than me and fatter than me.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's why I can't sit next to you, Karen.
Oh, she works it, doesn't she?
Oh, buddy. Yes. I will say, too, we have 45 Degrees joining us this year in the fashion show, and they're new to the event.
Oh!
Which will be really fun. And then Joppa, again, will be doing the hair and makeup, and then Stella's in collaboration. So it's the four of us this time. So a little bit of a new group, but we're really excited. It's been fun working together with everybody to plan it. Although with the new location, you know, we don't know how it'll go.
How
but
it's gonna
it
go.
Always, it mm-hmm. always falls together well. You know, by the end, we're always like, oh, that was great.
Yeah. Julie and I have gone to two of the three. When she was my friend, I invited her. And they're very, very much fun. And there is wine there.
Yep, and there'll be, I don't know if we're doing food, actually, this year. I was going to say there will be food, but I think we might just be doing the drinks.
Yeah, I think that's enough. Just to make it casual. And mm-hmm. at the Freight House, it'll be good. And the girls, the models can move on through there. That's what's fun, just to see the girls mm-hmm. wearing all of your items. And then, well, I bring the video camera. You don't mind when I do that, do
No,
you?
I've never seen a show. We're always in the back,
oh,
like, throwing
I
clothes
know.
Around and trying to get the hair laid back down when they whip their clothes off. It gets all messed up. And so
it's good.
It's fun. It's wild in the back room, that's for sure. It's kind of where the excitement, you know.
We'll have you on one more time before the show because it's November
Sounds
19th.
Great.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Angela.
Thank you,
and
you.
And thanks for ordering more fashion tape.
Yes. Yes.
We'll talk to you later. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. And do we have any opens this week?
No opens this week.
We're taking the week off.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I get a Sunday off.
That's right. And you know what? If folks want to go to an open house or see one of our listings, they can check them out online, and they can always give us a call, and Susan will have a private open house for you.
651-430-0400. Joining us on the line is at Kate Larson with our Hollywood Gossip Update. And Kate Larson, tell me what we have going. Uh-oh, I can't hear her.
Can you hear me?
Okay, oh, I can hear you. Hi, Katie.
Hi. well, because of Kardashian's wedding, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Such a joke.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really know how I feel about it. I feel like we knew that it was going to happen. I feel like Chris Humphries is now a joke in the NBA world. And I think that it was all for publicity.
Well, I was listening on Fox and Friends, and Kris Jenner was on there doing promoting her book, and she said, absolutely not. Kim went into this marriage with all good intentions, and what Chris Humphrey's attorneys may do is try to prove that it was a scam from the get-go, and he had no idea that, that this was. And then there are rumors that she was with Reggie, back with Reggie.
I heard all about that. And you know what? I think that Chris Humphries is kind of an idiot. He kind of sounds like an idiot and all that, but I hope he's smarter than he looks and sounds. But I'm obsessed with the Kardashians, I'll be honest. But I'm kind of getting sick of this family.
I'm glad.
I am too now with this most recent thing, and I think too Humphries must be stupid, because why marry somebody who loves themselves so much? How can you expect them to love you and stick with you?
Remember when you were on a few months ago and we were like, how could he marry her, and then 2 weeks into the marriage go, I didn't know she was married before.
Yeah, because he can't read.
Anything about her.
I know.
Those are those things where you try to talk about before, you know, you tie the knot.
I know. That's so funny.
Also, it was kind of funny how, you know, they had the E! Special, and it was called Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding. Like, I know that the wedding is all about the gal, but, like, it's Kim and Chris, you know what I
right.
mean? Like, it's the bride and groom. It's about love, or what about, like, Kim's Fairy Tale Love, or something like that, you know? It was all about the wedding.
Oh, let's do a Kardashian ban, should we?
I love it.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Kardashians ever again. Dancing with the Stars, I still don't know who got voted off, and I've waited this long.
David Arquette.
Oh!
Got voted off. And he was so nice and humble about it, and cracked jokes, and I just love him.
I love him, too. I think, you know what, he does really soften Courtney up. She's rigid and cold, and he's, like, goofy funny. I could have dinner with him. He's funny.
Yeah, he is so funny. And, like, he cracked a couple jokes. It was between him and Nancy Grace. And he was cracking jokes about how the other guy, Max, was talking about how Dancing with the Stars is his show. And he just was all, like, he's so humble about it. And I really, really like him.
What else do you have? Anything else happening in Hollywood?
Well, has anyone seen those pictures of Jessica Simpson? And she was trying to deny that she was pregnant for so long. And now she finally confirmed it, and she's, like, a good 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
like, let's be honest, and they, like, postponed their wedding and all that stuff. Like, why couldn't Kim be like her and, like, be real and not do all that crap?
Let's obsess with Jessica Simpson each week, should we?
I like her better.
Yeah, I like her, too. And we can also obsess with Justin Bieber, who has a paternity suit filed against him recently.
Justin the pig.
Justin. I was going to question whether or not he really likes girls that much, but maybe he does.
Guess.
Honestly, I don't think he's old enough to, you know. We'll just leave
Kate
it at
Larson,
that.
I'm getting the wrap up. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
See you later.
So gravy.
Oh, gosh, she did it.
She did it. Atta girl.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate at KarenHousleyHomes.com. Visit us there or on our Facebook page. Have a great weekend. Turco Travel is next.